I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Clashes between riot police and protesters continued over the weekend. Protesters are demanding Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych step down. Negotiations have been futile. Slavic Gospel Association supports the Ukrainian church there. Spokesman for the ministry, Joel Griffith, says the Baptist Union is making this appeal.
Since these events have reached a critical point, society is just a step away from civil war. We call on all sides of the conflict to move from words to specific actions for reconciliation.
Pray for peace, freedom to share the gospel, and draconian laws to be repealed. Next, using national church leaders to grow ministry makes sense. They know the language, the culture, and the people. But AMG International's Tasso Ciannitti says the strategy also poses a problem in developing countries like Uganda.
When you look at the pastors in Uganda, 50% of them have only basic education, 38% have no training whatsoever. 50% lack even basic knowledge of the Bible.
AMG mentors these pastors and equips them for gospel work using church leaders from the U.S. And other teams headed to Uganda next month. Are you feeling called to go? We'll connect you at our website. And one group is reporting victory over spiritual and physical hunger in Malawi. Global Aid Networker Gain USA and their local partners recently used a food delivery to make the gospel tangible. By addressing physical hunger, doors open for workers to share the only solution to spiritual hunger. Jesus Christ. Pray for changed lives as local partners do follow-up work. You can get more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. As you support Mission Network News, MNN is offering the new book Congo Dawn, the new novel from Jeanette Wendell, a real but fictional depiction of rebel insurgency in the DRC. Get Congo Dawn by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.